So Waterford and Cork will also go head-to-head in the Munster Ladies Football semi-final on Sunday at 2 o'clock at Fraher Field. And to get the very latest from the Daisha camp, join in studio by manager Pat Sullivan. And Pat, I'm sure the question that everyone is asking you this week is, why is this game taking place at the same time as the hurling on Sunday?
Yeah, I've been asked that question a good few times already this week, yeah. I suppose to give a little bit of background on it, it was fixed for the 8 last week. And straight away there was the first clash of the year with the Camogie stroke, the ladies football. So we spoke with both camps and we were happy that we didn't want to be making sure that there wasn't a decision have to be made from a female sport point of view at the start of the year. So we said, yeah, we've no problem, we'll change it a week, which made the fixture clash then with the hurling as well. Unfortunately, the way things worked out then, the actual Camogie was a draw in the other semi-final. So the actual game was moved out a week. So the option of moving our game to Saturday night wasn't an option either, because the Camogie Munster final is on Saturday night. So look, it is tough. It's tough in the water for people. It's tough in players and families from both sides that have families involved. Look, if I had to sit in the Cork camp, I suppose it's hard to have a 12 o'clock game in Waterford as well, where you have players coming from West Cork that would be minimum 2.5 hours away from Dungarvan as well. So it's tough, but I think it goes back to the conversation, Tomás, we had at the start of the year about this whole umbrella under the one, where if you were in the perfect world, you would have a double header on Sunday and everybody would see it under the one field in the one stadium. But that would mean that you would be playing your hurling probably at 4 o'clock and your football at 2 o'clock to allow both teams to have the best preparation required for it. And I think that's what we face down the road in the next year to come, that we need to make sure that when ladies football and Camogie and the men's game come together, that there are strong characters on both sides that can make that happen.
Was there any discussion around maybe moving the ladies game to 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, Pat, or anything like that?
No, and look, that was obviously in the hands of Munster as well and Munster Council to make that decision. But I think that's what's probably there at the moment as well, in a bit of take from both sides. It always seems to be that could the Camogie or could the ladies football move, I suppose, to support the other side. And I think it's starting to become, if we're all going to become one, we both got to move together, more than just looking at one side the whole time of saying, OK, why couldn't we go and be the curtain raiser to whatever it is. I think that's the bigger picture for the powers to be.
Like in an ideal world, as you mentioned earlier, Pat, the ladies football would be the curtain raiser to the hurling on Sunday in Welsh Park.
100%, yeah, that would be a perfect scenario and gets people behind both sides. I know, and you hear this week as well from Liam Cahill's point of view, he wants to get support there as well, and we're no different. We want to get the support of our field as well, because we have a home venue which now probably will take from both sides, where, as I said, you've maybe half a family going one side and going the other side, instead of everyone under the one roof and everyone is driving for the one team and doing Waterford.
To the game itself, Pat, how have preparations gone since the end of the National League?
Preparations went very well, actually, since we took a week off after the Westmeath game. We've got 9 or 10 weeks since, and it's really, really been very well. I'm really happy with preparation. Players have come on a lot. We've developed a lot as a panel. Disappointing, obviously, would be the league scenario on the two accounts. One, not having a full league to actually have them 6-7 games to develop your panel more, where you're probably trying to do it in post or pre-championship now, and that brings its own difficulty as well. But, you know, something, we're very lucky we are still Division 1, and we showed that on the day against Westmeath that we deserve to be there, and we're looking forward to Sunday. Yeah, most definitely.
How important was it to stay up in Division 1, Pat?
It was very important. It's not just important for this year, but it's important for the years to come, for your minors coming through and your seniors next year facing into playing the strong teams and the best teams that you want to pit yourself against. And hopefully next year we'll be back with a full league where we have our 7 games and we can really, really go at that. And it gives you an opportunity then to look and see, can you get to that semi-final and develop your team. But as we faced this year, our first game was against Dublin, that everyone knows the powers they have, and you turn around the following week and watch your face and it's the All-Ireland champions. Started with, I think it was 12 or 13 in the All-Ireland team. So it's very hard to develop a player that's come out of a minor or come into the squad, and to give them that opportunity, it's very hard. And I said, do the game against Cork the last day, we did play very well in that game, and I think we improved again in the Westmeath game. But Sunday will show us, has the piece of the jigsaw come together that we've been working on in our own process as a team and a squad in-house.
Before we get into Cork, Pat, I believe you had an eventful journey on the way up to Abbottstown for that relegation playoff with Westmeath. Can you explain what happened on the way up?
We did. We most definitely did. And that's where you do your preparations and your plans going to games, and then plans can go out the window very quickly, where you need a team to adapt. I definitely think we were tested that day. We left the Red Cow after having our pre-match meal. on track, on time, planned to get to Abbottstown. And just as we came onto the M50 to come off the flyover, we had another bus on the inside that decided he wasn't going to look on his wing mirrors and clipped the front of the bus. Thank God to the Kavanagh's bus driver, he was top class. He didn't panic and was able to keep us on the road without going into the next lane, which could have been a lot more different to the result we had. We lost probably 45, 50 minutes on the motorway before we could actually depart. Fairness to Croke Park and the current hotel and our team that day, they pushed the game back. Obviously no choice because we weren't there. We probably had about 20 minutes to prep from landing in the dressing room to getting to the field. But look, we had a very good conversation in the bus and said, look, guys, this is just another hurdle we need to get over today. And when we do get over and get to the field, the rest is easy. And I think that's the plan and that's the approach we took. And in fairness to the mental strength of the players on the bus, they took it in their stride because it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you really opened up in the second half of that game. Paddy, it was pretty tight at the break. Was that the best 30 minutes that you put together this year?
Yeah, it was. And to be fair, we played very well in the first half as well, but we just wasn't clinical. We created a lot of chances, just wasn't clinical. We just kind of readjusted a small bit at half time and got the belief back in what we were doing. And it was a bit like the tide. It's coming in, lads. Just keep doing it and it'll happen. And it did happen in the second half. And we proved that, you know, something. It was a Division 1 team versus a Division 2 team that they were where they were going.
You've been pretty close to Cork in the league this year and also in the All-Ireland quarter-final last year. How much confidence would you take from those displays, Pat?
Look, every year and every game is different. I take confidence every day I go with a team against Cork. Why? Because you have to lift your game against Cork. You look forward to playing Cork. Cork will come with a lot of confidence. They bring that bit of a cockiness with them as a team that have been there and done it. I have no fear of Sunday whatsoever. I know and I believe in the girls. I've been lucky enough to be involved with some of the players since under 14 up along. And they believe they'll instill in you on a day and they'll die for that jersey. And I do strongly believe that everything goes into plan and we just get that bit of luck on the day, we will be there on the home straight.
Are you missing any players through injury for Sunday, Pat?
We've one or two players on the panel. Cara McCarthy and Sean Coakley probably won't make it as being in the match day because of just coming back from injury. They're returning to play at the moment. Outside of that, I think everybody else will be good. Yeah, one or two niggles, not much, but no, outside of that, we're good.
What are you expecting from the players when they take the field on Sunday, Pat?
I'm expecting the players to really show what they have and the belief we have in them. And I think the belief we have as a squad internally, and I know people outside of the circle will say he didn't have a good league. I actually think we had a very good league and I think we'd have proved that if we had them extra four games or three games on the other side of the draw where teams that we could have moved on against as well. And I think come Sunday, you will see that hunger and drive come out of the players that they know they've been close for a couple of years. We had it in 2017 when Cork came to town as All-Ireland champions at the time and we left everything on the line that day and we proved it when we turned them over. And I think come Sunday, you'll see a team that really, really wants to go on and prove that they're better than what people think.
Well, Waterford Ladies Football Manager Pat Sullivan, all the best on Sunday and thanks so much for your time this evening.
Super, thanks to us.
Lore Naporka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.
Well, the Waterford Junior Camogie team are also in action this weekend. They will take on Clare in the Munster final on Saturday in Páirc Éireann. Throw-in is at 4 o'clock. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. A reminder that Waterford versus Cork will be our George Corbett Skoda big match on Sunday. Join Kieran O'Connor and Brian Flannery for live coverage from Welsh Park at 1:45. Until next time, slán go fóill.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.